Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
All right, 4:05 every day we bring you Midterm Mayhem. The madness.
Madness.
The mayhem.
Mayhem.
That is the 2022 midterm election. Pablo, some volume. All right. So,
yeah,
we are almost about a month away from going to vote. It's getting close.
When do they mail out the...
I don't have the date, but any day now.
Isn't it like the next week or so, right? They mail it out?
Yeah. So, midterm mayhem. Let's get to it. Here is Katie Hobbs.
I'm encouraged by the recent Biden efforts on addressing some of the gaps in the wall that exists.
Okay, let's break that down.
Because I'm encouraged because there's a wall.
You got to get past the voice.
I can't.
You got to check.
I can't.
Get past the voice.
I try, but I can't.
I know it's tough.
And I also can't get past the fact that everything behind her, everything she says behind her, there's nothing to back it up. She has nothing. It's all just whatever they tell her to say, she says it.
Okay. Well, then you got the one on the other side who just lies every day. So you got one person who doesn't know what she's talking about and another person who lies. It's like, you know, this is the
Name
best.
A politician that doesn't lie.
I understand that, but it's like telling me the 2020 election was stolen. You're a joke to me.
Yeah, but
joke.
You telling her tell this is a big a joke.
This is a joke
that.
Too.
This is as big as that.
Oh, I don't think it's as big as that. But when Katie Hobbs,
3 million people coming across,
2 million.
2.5.
Okay, is it five? Okay,
no, but that's the 500,000 getaways.
I'm not taking Hobbs' side, Jed.
Yeah.
What I am saying, because I don't want to, you know, listen, I'm not voting for Carrie Lake for obvious reasons. I've said it a million times. She's an election denier. You don't get my vote. Katie Hobbs, well, listen, I'm an independent. I'm not voting for her yet, and may not, because I think she's been so bad. But when Katie Hobbs comes out and says, Joe Biden... What I've heard from him is encouraging when it comes to the border. First of all, Katie Hobbs, you're a politician. That's a dumb thing to say because everybody in Arizona knows that Joe Biden doesn't care about the border.
What's the last time you've even heard him address the border?
He doesn't address it.
There you go.
He's ignored it. That is his plan. That is his plan. So what is Katie Hobbs talking about? Is she actually saying, I've heard that Biden's going to do something? Is she actually saying, hey, Joe Biden did something. Nobody reported on it about the wall and all this stuff. No. I'll tell you what she's talking about.
Okay, please do.
Katie Hobbs. By the way, I wouldn't say that if I was Hobbs. I wouldn't say anything Joe Biden is doing is encouraging if I'm Katie Hobbs and I'm trying to get a vote. But she says, what I see on the border from Biden is encouraging. What is she talking about? The only thing that I can think of is that when we talked to the mayor of Yuma, he told us additional funding is on the way for the border wall. Now, what does that mean? It means that Biden and the administration, they're, and I'm putting quotes up, supposed to replace all those shipping containers that Ducey put there with actual wall. It's like, do your job, Mr. President. Of course, that's what you should do. I think that's what Katie Hobbs is talking about. That's what she's encouraged by. She's encouraged by the additional funding that has already been passed. The mayor of Yuma, who is a Republican, told us we're supposed to get new wall. Those shipping containers are supposed to be moved out. That's the only thing I can think of with Katie Hobbs saying I'm encouraged.
If she really believes that.
Well, I don't believe Biden's going to do anything.
She's idiotic if she really believes. And if that's what she's taking something. I mean, my God, Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Beto. Come out and he came out last week and said, Joe Biden doesn't care about the border. He's been awful at it. He is allowed, you know, he just.
So why can't Katie Hobbs do that?
Because she can't. I mean,
so stupid.
It is. Because
just
she's
tell
lying.
The truth.
You talk about lying. You told us it was Trump's fault that the border was this way when he seemed to be the only one at least wanted to address something.
Right.
You may not have to like it, but at least he tried. And now you're coming out and telling us, oh, he's doing some. I'm encouraged by the stuff.
Well, he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
He's yet to do
Talk
anything.
Talk is cheap.
Right. I would agree with that, man. Talk is cheap. So, when Katie Hobbs comes out and says,
I'm encouraged by the recent Biden efforts on addressing some of the gaps in the wall that exists.
Okay. So he's the administration's supposed to.
I can't get past her voice.
Fix the wall. Well, I can't get past somebody saying that the election was stolen in 2020.
Yeah.
I can't get past that.
Yeah. Hey, Arizona, we get the politicians and the people we deserve. And apparently we deserve this. Because out of all the people that live here that are eligible,
yeah,
they're the best we could do.
You know, this is Midterm Mayhem every day, 4:05. So you talk about that. We get the people that we deserve. When you look at, like, polls out there, Republicans in Arizona are looking forward to voting. Democrats are looking forward to voting, mostly because of the abortion issue. Independents like us, are we looking forward to voting?
God, no.
God, no.
No.
No. And you know what? But it's part of our fault. Because, you know, here's what we did. We put through all these, well, we didn't, but Arizona put all these, you know, MAGA far-right people like Fincham and Lake and Abe Froman and what is, so they're also far-right.
Abe Froman's on the ticket
and
still.
Let me just say, I'm not putting Blake Masters in there because he has not come out and said 2020 was stolen. So Blake Masters, at least for this independent sitting right here, still in the running. Everybody else, you're not in the running. I'm sorry, you're dead to me. But Katie Hobbs, you soon might be dead to me, too, because you haven't told me anything about what you want to do. And if you're encouraged by Joe Biden and what he's doing on the border, my goodness.
It is.
My goodness.
Again, we get what we deserve. And apparently this is what we deserve. These are the best that we can do. And these are, I mean, you know, again, I would like to know, hey, Katie, so what is your stance on any of these things? Like, and have, like, I want to find out what you really want to do with the border.
But you always say, Chad, governor can't do anything about the border.
No, but you're talking a big game and you're saying it. Like, how are you? But you know what? He'll take a call from you because you got a D by your name.
See, that's what I said a couple weeks ago, right? What should Katie Hobbs do? She should demand a meeting with the president. And she should call the president and say, listen, I'm not doing too well. You really want Carrie Lake in your hair for the next couple of years? No. So take a meeting with me. Make me look good. I'm going to come over there and hit you on the border and just take it.
The problem is, though, but he may take a call, but he ain't going to meet with her because it's not on his radar. He does not care.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. All right. So Katie Hobbs, she doesn't like Ducey's, fix at the border with the shipping containers. She thinks it's a stunt. But she says she's encouraged by Biden's attempts to fill the gaps. He hasn't filled any gaps.
No. Zero gap filled.
That is Midterm Mayhem. All right. Speaking of independents, time for Five Spot. We want five independents to call us right now. 602-277-KTAR. You're an independent voter. You're ready to go and vote. We want you to call us at 277-KTAR. Five Spot is coming up.
Five Spot with Gatos and Chad.
All right, Five Spot every day at this time. We put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. So we've asked five independent voters to call. We did this yesterday. We asked five of you who are independents to call. Yesterday we asked you, who will you vote for governor? Today we're going to ask the same question. The reason? We're going to compare yesterday's to today's. How many callers yesterday and what they said compared to what you say today? It's a very interesting question with independent voters. Who are you leaning towards when it comes to voting for the governor? Okay, because a new poll out says 4 to 5 independents know who they're going to vote for. One of the five, which I'll say is me, doesn't like either and doesn't know even if I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
In this. Okay. Five independent callers. We know what they said yesterday. What do they say today? Caller number one, who are you voting for?
Henry in Superior, you're up first. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay.
We got another pass on this one. All right. Just not thrilled with either of them.
You'll vote for everybody else down the ballot, but you pass on this one.
Yeah, totally understand that.
Okay.
I appreciate that call. Thanks so much. James in Glendale, who are you voting for?
Governor.
Oh, we lost James. We lost you, James. Christine in Surprise, who are you voting for?
Sitting it out.
We got two sitting it outs, and James, he sat it all the way out.
Just blind and just no good options. I think it's best to just let the cards fall where they may and hope for the best.
You don't think you should pick the less worser candidate, as I like to say?
Feels like I'd be voting against something right. instead of voting for something, and I can't.
You're with
justify
me.
That.
Yeah, you're with me.
Understandable.
All right, first two calls, five spot, independent callers. Who are you voting for, governor? Two, I'll pass.
Jen in Scottsdale. Who are you voting for?
Carrie Lake.
Carrie okay. Lake.
Now, why?
I like her policies on the border and education.
Okay. What do you like about education?
The fact that she's going to start adding back in the trade school programs into the high school.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks
that's
so much.
Call number three. We got two to go. Who you're voting for governor?
Mark,
you're an independent.
In Phoenix. Who are you voting for?
Hobbs, of course.
Of course.
Why of course?
The other candidate is detached from reality in the election. I think you've mentioned it.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Detached from reality.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got one Lake, one Hobbs, and two sitting out. All right, final one.
Stu in Phoenix, who are you voting for?
Katie Hobbs.
And why?
Katie Hobbs. Why is that?
She may be dumb, but she's not crazy.
Right on. There you go.
Stu! All right. So, listen. And that's five spot. We did the exact same five spot yesterday. Five independent callers yesterday. Five independent callers today. Who are you voting for governor? New study, 4 to 5 independent voters, they know who they're voting for. So why would we do the same one, the same exact question a day later? Okay, let's review. Yesterday we took five independent calls.
Yep.
Three of them, Hobbs. Two of them, I'll pass. Okay? Not one Carrie Lake yesterday. And you and I were talking, and just to pull the curtain back a little bit, when we do five spot, we don't ask you anything off the air. We don't screen you. We get your name, where you're calling from, and we make sure you're an independent in this case.
Yeah.
We don't ask anything. We don't line anything up. It's five random independent callers. So yesterday, two, I'm going to pass. Three, I'm voting for Hobbs over Lake. That was yesterday. Today, we've got two, I'm going to pass. Two, I'm voting for Hobbs. One, I'm voting for Lake. So out of 10 calls from independents in 2 days, Lake has one vote. Out of 10 calls over the past 2 days, Hobbs has five.
Five. Yeah. And four votes for I'm sitting this one out.
Yeah. So I think we wanted to do it again just to make sure that yesterday wasn't a fluke with Katie Hobbs getting more votes. I mean, it is almost very similar today. And so we wanted to do it again and wanted to be fair and say, okay, was yesterday just an anomaly? I think a lot of you are like me. You're an independent and I'm not voting for Carrie Lake. I think she absolutely lives in a different world. And she'd roll us right over the edge of the cliff.
See,
real quick, just for Hobbs. Hasn't shown me any reason to vote for her either.
I don't want to vote for either of these people.
I know who I'm not voting for.
The drama with Lake, I think, would be...
It would hurt.
You would like to think there would be not too much drama, but I also look at the media. Is it going to be drama with them too? Because media also enjoys the fight. I mean, Trump
also enjoys
and she enjoys the fight too because she was also part of them.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, and it doesn't do anything, and it's not real. There's the frustration I have with all of this stuff. It's again, we've got to put up better candidates. We've got to get people interested. But I understand why people don't want to be in politics because it's nasty and ugly, and you have to lie. And you have to tell people things they want to hear, knowing full well you can't fulfill those things because that's what you do. And it makes them feel good. And they know you can't.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing.
Thanks, everybody, for the calls. Five spot every day, 4:15. Up next. Can you overdose on fentanyl just by touching it? We're going to talk about fentanyl, give you the facts. This is a drug that our kids are encountering. And it's very dangerous. Next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Fentanyl. It's a major problem in this country. It's a major problem here in Arizona. You know, last week we were talking about a kid who was killed. Bought another pill from, it was like a high school kid, bought a pill from a friend, thought it was a Xanax, and it was laced with fentanyl, and she bought that from another kid and died.
Yep.
And apparently this thing was laced with fentanyl. She took it and she died.
It is so, you know, I watched the thing in San Francisco a couple months ago where they were down in the Tenderloin, because now it's just an open-air drug market, and these young kids were trying to buy something, and because they lace it in heroin, and this drug dealer said, not drug dealer, addict said, give me your money. And he goes and gets it, and he takes a good portion of theirs away, and he hands them this. He goes, this is all fentanyl. You guys would have went home, you'd have been dead in 5 minutes.
Oh my.
The drug addict saved his life, because it is everywhere in everything.
So we're going to give you the facts and the fiction about fentanyl, but listen to this. Last week, Phoenix police found more than 1 million fentanyl pills. And Phoenix police say it was the single largest fentanyl seizure in the department's history. That's what's happening right here. All right, let's bring the wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, on. All right, wise man, you've got 4 to 5. We'll see what we can fit in here. 4 to 5, they're either, it's about fentanyl. It's either a fact or it's fiction. And give me one. Then we'll talk about it. Give Chad one. And then Becky Lynn, we'll give Becky Lynn one. So we're going to try and learn a little bit about fentanyl. I'll go fact or fiction on fentanyl.
All right, Gatos, fact or fiction?
Yeah.
Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin.
I'm going to go fact.
Scary that is a fact.
Think about that for a second. Heroin.
Yep.
We have something that is out there that's 50 times more potent than heroin. I know fentanyl is a synthetic opioid.
Yeah.
And we use it to treat, you know, cases of severe pain.
But they use it in anesthesia a lot. They'll bring it in and they'll give it liquid through the anesthesia a lot when it comes, so they don't have to always be hitting it with anesthesia to help you get through, like, surgeries and stuff. But it's on the World Health Organization list as a must-have kind of important drug.
Okay. Fentanyl, 50 times more potent than heroin. All right. Wise man, give Chad one.
Chad, fact or fiction, fentanyl is 100 times stronger than morphine.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Terrifying. And it's dressed up like a rainbow now.
Right. What we've learned so far, fentanyl 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. All right, wise man, give about Becky Lynn one.
Becky Lynn, fact or fiction, fentanyl overdose deaths are on the rise.
True.
Yeah, that one's a pretty easy
one
for me.
That one's easy.
Fact.
Yeah.
I saw something about the rate of overdose deaths was like 60% increase, 60% over the last year or so. So it is way up. All right, give me another one.
Fact or fiction, you can overdose on fentanyl just by touching it.
See, I heard that.
I did too.
Yeah, so I'm going to say fact.
That one's actually fiction.
Good.
That's not true.
See, that's so interesting. I don't know if it's like, don't even touch it, don't even look at it, it's so dangerous, you don't even want to go near
it. The pharmaceutical companies make the medical grade. When it's not medical grade, and that's where these guys all steal it from, the whole thing is because some of the stuff, because they use it in patches, so it can go through you, but it has to be at a certain level, and it's only such a micro dose that you would recognize it for chronic pain, but it's not going to kill you.
I think part of the concern, too, with like law enforcement is they're worried that if they touch somebody who has it on them, that it's not necessarily going to go through your skin, but if you might ingest it somehow,
but
you might breathe it in.
If you touched your mouth or something,
right.
Maybe you wiped your mouth or whatever.
All right, so that's fiction. So you can overdose on fentanyl by just touching it. That is not true, correct? All right.
Yes, not true.
How many more you got?
Last one. Fact or fiction. Chad, fentanyl overdose is easily treatable with Narcan.
No, it's kind of like anti-venom. It depends on, like with heroin and other things, it's usually a shot or two, but with this.
So it's not easy.
You might have to do it a couple times. And the other thing is, too.
Well, what is the answer?
Shut your body down, right?
Chad's right. It's fiction.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy because you hear about people that would, even if they give them the Narcan, they may suffocate because their whole body's...
Yeah, you still have to go to the hospital because it can come back.
Yeah.
The Narcan won't last forever.
Well, remember the people that are doing this drug in the middle of a parking lot on purpose? So if they overdose, they leave their window open so someone can come and save them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We did that story a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. In the middle of a parking lot, if someone looks like they're in distress... They went there on purpose to get high and knowing that it could kill them and that if they went into distress, someone could call the police and deliver a shot.
That is just, and now they're putting it in schools.
They're putting Narcan in schools.
When you can, and supposedly you can get it, I've heard, at a pharmacy for free and carry it in your vehicle or whatever.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
In case you think you might run across someone who's ODing.
Oh, gosh. All right. So I think we learned a lot. Fentanyl. The scary part is our kids are encountering this. They're not looking for fentanyl. What are you looking at?
A growing number of cities are offering Narcan through kiosk at public libraries.
Why at public libraries?
Homeless people who are mentally ill and obviously drugs, and a lot of places they're in big cities, so they're offering it because they're finding lots of overdoses, and sometimes people are overdosing at the library.
Gosh, it's a big problem. Keep our eye on it. Obviously continue to talk about it.
Somebody just texted in and said, I see this gardener all the time. And he goes and parks at this, you know, place to take a nap during the middle of the day. And he puts up a sign that says, I'm not a drug addict. I'm just taking a nap.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Hurricane Ian. Why were there hurricane parties yesterday during this crazy storm? A hurricane party? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
You know, when we talk about hurricanes, it's like you see these reporters and they go out and they're in the middle of the street. One guy almost got hit by a tree yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the person that's back in the studio is saying, oh, well, you better be careful, Don. You know, maybe you should come back in, which is not what they want. They want them to stand in the middle of the street, get hit by a tree. And these people do all this, these reporters out, they do all the weird stuff.
It goes viral,
right.
And they want to do this. And you got to remember, too, there's two things now, and this is something I think people forget. So the reporters, they'll do their live shots, but that's not where it ends, because then they turn and they go straight to
social
media, and they do their, you know, back and forth with the peeps.
All right, I'm just going to play this. Wise man, you got something?
I was just going to say, do you think that weather people, like on the Weather Channel, think this is my Super Bowl? This is my moment?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think that they're like, oh, crap, I got to go out?
No,
absolutely.
They love it.
Absolutely. This is great.
So there's a female reporter. She's out in the middle of the storm. I'm going to play the 16-second clip. I don't know if this was necessary, to be quite honest with you. I don't know if this was necessary.
I think it's totally necessary.
All right, let's just play it.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is.
Okay. So a lot of people are asking, you know, what's on my microphone? Holding a microphone. Well, what's on it?
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on a microphone.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you mean, yeah, there you go? Well, it's like you've seen that happen before.
It happens all the time.
Where have I been?
Not on stage in a theater, apparently.
Yeah. Wait, what happens on stage at a theater?
They use condoms all the time to cover the microphone.
All the time.
For what?
To keep everything together, to keep them dry, to keep them safe, to keep the wind down there. I'm telling you.
At a play? What, it's not going to rain in
Where else do you think they would do this?
No, wait, Becky Lynn, you said it happens at a play?
It happens, on stage all the time. They always have the mic packs clipped.
What's going to get wet? How's it going to get wet?
Well, it keeps everything together. It keeps it safe. It keeps it the wind down. I promise you they're used.
They put condoms on microphones?
So. Yes.
Well, this woman's out in the middle of the rain, so I kind of get it. I mean, it looks weird. Like, you're looking at it, you're like...
I think that is on that microphone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't think it's necessary, for Pete's sake.
for Pete's sake.
For crying out loud.
For crying out loud. For Pete's sake. I don't think it's necessary. Everybody's like, the minute we talked about this day, they're like, all right, whatever you do, Chad, let's not get us fired. I'm like, I'm just saying.
I just found that really strange.
No, but what else are you going to put on it?
I don't know. That's not what you use it for, man.
Well, I know that.
Well, apparently you can.
Apparently you can. There's nothing else you could use. There's nothing else. There are people in the middle. They've got a microphone. It's uncovered. Use the uncovered microphone.
Well,
remember, this is news. This is not motion pictures. They don't have 12 different, you know, windscreens that are all waterproof. This is the local news. She's probably shooting her own live shot.
She may be.
Weird. That's weird, man.
No, it's
doing
it's
a report.
Done.
You got a condom on a microphone. That's terrible.
It's a thing.
Anyway, hey, Chad. They were having hurricane parties.
They were, as you do.
So,
were they serving hurricanes? I wonder. Probably were.
Did you ever have one of those in New Orleans?
Absolutely.
It's awesome. So people, this is amazing. Some people did not leave their house for Hurricane Ian. They didn't want to leave their house because there are certain folks who break into homes.
Yes.
And squat for like a week.
To party.
And have a party during the hurricane. They squat in someone else's house.
Well, I understand if you're a kid and you're young, you think you're invincible and you're out partying. Hey, dude, let's go over this. Some great house. These people are already gone. We could party it up. And if anything happens, it doesn't matter. Why? Because there's a hurricane.
It's crazy. It's crazy. We're looking at some of the TVs up here.
Yeah.
Some of these homes are flat now, but you're going to break into one. Stay there for a week while the other folks.
Because you're young and stupid and invincible.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're young and stupid and invincible.
Yeah.
I look back at stuff I used to do, and I thought to myself, man, no way.
You should be dead. You should be
dead. I think everybody our age should probably have died. Oh, yeah, don't worry, dude. I'll just jump off the roof. I'll be fine.
It's no big deal.
I do that now, my legs are going to go back up into my body. I'm going to be 2 feet tall.
All right, it's Gatos and Chad Show. We got Becky Lynn coming up with the expansion.